Hello, welcome to About Music with Brian. Today we're going to listen to two more concertos for violin as we continue to become really familiar with the sound and range of possibilities of this instrument. For today, I would like you to take note as we listen to Mozart's concerto of a feature of most concertos, namely the cadenza. This is an opportunity for the soloist to show their skill while the orchestra remains silent. Sometimes the composer wrote this part, and sometimes the composer left it to the performer to improvise on their own. In this particular recording, the cadenza is by the soloist, by Itzhak Perlman, and it occurs towards the end of the first movement. Both the other movements also feature short cadenza-like passages, both towards the end of the movements. Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 5 sparkles with youthful charm and inventive spirit. It highlights the violin's playful grace and natural singing quality. It moves from poised, elegant melodies to a lively, rhythmically charged Turkish section that adds surprise and drama. It's a wonderful showcase of how lightness and virtuosity live together in the violin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto in D Major is a thrilling celebration of passion and virtuosity. From the opening bars, it demands emotional intensity and breathtaking agility from the soloist. The violin soars, dances, weeps throughout, embodying the full power of romantic expression, a dazzling display of the instrument's ability to move and astonish an audience.
Thank you. Thank you.